Okay, are you ready?
Probably not.
Okay, great. Just remember, if you're talking, you kind of need that microphone.
I'm getting there, Mom. Are you recording? I was going to curse, but I'm not going to curse just yet. We'll save it.
You can totally curse. I'll just edit it out later.
That's right. Okay.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about taco truck jelly beans. It's that time of year again. Actually, this is not an annual thing. This is the second in 4 years that we've had this opportunity. So is it that biannual?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But okay. Taco truck jelly beans.
I'm just glad it's not turkey, because that turkey bouillon flavor was a whole thing.
So bad. So if you don't know what we're talking about, buzz back through our episodes and find the one where we do a Thanksgiving episode about Thanksgiving dinner. And Brax has done it again. They brought out late night taco truck jelly beans. And Trace and I both saw these online. I think you told me, Trace. And that night, it was in March sometime, I immediately went out and found the Walgreens that had them in stock and bought two bags because I'm excited. But first, let's do a little brain junky brain junk before we get into complete silliness and tell you, first of all, taco truck's fun. What's some history there?
Yeah.
And are there weird taco trucks? But the internet sort of defines weird taco trucks as food fusions. And I don't think other cultural should be defined as weird, but I did find one and it was called the Kitchen of the Unwanted Animal. And it is a food truck in Amsterdam where they serve roadkill.
Oh no.
Apparently the article says it's not as gross as it sounds. I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, like, if it's no, okay, tell me more.
Apparently there are a lot of dead geese in airport related incidents. So perhaps the turnaround time between dispatch of goose and collection into a refrigerated area is brief. I would be at peace with that. It's an unconventional way to get geese, but...
Wow. And that's not really taco truck. Like, we're talking food truck, right? You know?
I call them all taco trucks, but actually, it's food trucks. Taco trucks are the best kind of food trucks still, I think.
That's true. When we visit Portland, Oregon, before the pandemic, there was a huge food truck scene, and they'd have food pods, so you could get macaroni and cheese with bacon and truffles, and then you could go over here and get waffles with jam, yes. And you go over here and get a vegan salad, and it's super cool. It's so much choice. But I got to tell you that this bag of jelly beans,
Trace just reached in and smelled it.
I got to tell you, if I came across a truck that smelled like this, I would think they were selling candles.
That's true. That's exactly what it smells like. You're right. It's like a peach candle or something, which is unusual because taco night flavors don't include peach for me, unless maybe you have sangria, but it's not an overwhelmingly peachy experience.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Do you want a little chuck wagon history? Like, where did the food truck come from originally? The theory is a guy named Chuck. I don't know if they actually called him Chuck. His name was Charles. The Chuck was probably for the food, but I do like that his name was Charles. Charles Goodnight was in 1866, was when he came up with the sweet wagon mod. And before, 1866 seemed late to me. And so I was looking up a little bit, well, like, what did they do before chuck wagons? And apparently cowboys just jammed as much in saddlebags as they could. So there's probably a whole lot of jerky and hardtack in those bags. And they probably had similar problems as the Lewis and Clark expedition fellas, I'm guessing. How could you not?
I know. I was just thinking, thunderclappers.
Like, I got a whole bag of apples on here, guys. They're like, good luck. Goodbye, buddy. We're leaving you in our dust. So the food truck, 1866, he used an army surplus Studebaker wagon. Did you know that Studebaker made wagons? They did.
I did not.
And he is the father of the modern food truck style with that. But he kitted out the back of that wagon with what you see, like if you watch City Slickers, the back of the wagon has the food area and it's got that nice flat tailgate to put things on and you can cook and you can start a fire. And carry all your food in the front. And so the menus weren't exotic, but they were safer and a little bit more varied. So
I have to say, frankly, I'm surprised it's a man that invented the chuck wagon.
You think so? You're surprised? Yeah, kind of.
I feel like with all our manifest destiny and people crossing the United States and everything before it was the United States, that there were a lot of women
doing this,
cranking out chow.
Right.
Yeah, out of the back of a wagon. And so I think Chuck was like, that seems like a good idea. I could monetize that. And off he went.
But that certainly makes sense to me. Yeah. He's like, you know, my wife did this thing when we were heading west. We should try it.
Yeah, worked great. She put everything in the back and she had this table and then, you know, she could light a fire. This was really a great idea. Good job.
She carried the food in a wagon. You guys, this is going to be amazing.
Revolutionary.
All right. We should probably stop maligning poor George and discuss what jelly bean to taste first.
Yes, please.
So before we were on air, we were having a discussion, brain junkies. Do we want to do order of the bag or do we want to do random selection? And I'm sorry, you cannot phone in your vote. We have decided on random selection based on the various aesthetically pleasing jelly beans first, perhaps, or the ugliest one. I don't know.
I'm so scared. Okay, so what they have, margarita, there's churro, you know, that cinnamony fried, oh, so good. Mm. Salsa, guacamole, horchata, which is a rice cinnamon drink, which is delicious. And then there's beef taco.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I'm a little worried about beef taco, but I can handle it. You're going to choose. Yeah. So wherever you take us, that's where we go.
I vote for I have a lucky double jelly bean here, and it's the orange and red. So I vote we go orange red. For
starters. It's got the little speckles on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to eat my double because that's a little... I don't think it could be that gross, but that's a lot if it turns out to be.
Yeah, it just smells like a candle.
Yeah, it does. Ready? All right, we're going for it. Oh, spicy. A little peppery. Trace's face says, no, thank you.
A jelly bean should not taste like salsa.
I thought the salsa would be less aversive than it turns out to be.
I mean, you get jalapeno, you get tomato, you get onion.
Yeah, very, very distinctly. They did a great job capturing the flavor, and it's so bad. High five, Brax.
Oh, I hated that.
Did you bring a really full cup of water?
Yeah.
Very good. Here's a question for another day. You know how smelling coffee cleanses your smelling palate? Should we be drinking coffee?
I don't know. Wow. Oh, that was a whole thing. Okay, hit me with something else that's not that.
Oh, I get to choose the whole menu?
Yeah. I'm putting my life in your hands. My taste buds, they're crying.
Well, we have a 50-50 chance with green ones.
Okay.
Good, bad. Margarita and guacamole. I'm looking away, so I'm sorry, everybody. That sound quality is not ideal. So what's your vote? Dark green or light green?
Okay, I'm not looking at which one. How about the green that's lighter with darker speckles on it?
Okay.
It looks like a dinosaur egg.
Yes, it does. It's very pleasant. It's very visually pleasing.
But will it betray?
Yeah.
The salsa?
Hopefully this is margarita. Fingers crossed.
Cheers. Huh.
No, that is guacamole. I'm getting some cilantro.
Oh, I think we have two different ones because I think I actually have margarita.
You think? Maybe
Which doesn't really taste limey. It tastes boozy.
Well, I need another one.
Either that or my taste buds are completely off.
But I'm going to put two in at once.
Well, no, it does say that the speckly ones are guacamole, so maybe...
I get a strong hit of cilantro on the front end of that.
Really?
You're not getting cilantro, huh?
Honestly, it just kind of tastes like I'm eating grass.
Yeah, that's why I think it's cilantro. Avocado is pretty mild. Oh, do you want to have some? I have some guacamole bags.
Oh.
I'm going to say this is guacamole.
Okay.
You guys know that if I give you the size of a thing, I always try to give you the relative so you can imagine how big that is. The Guinness World Record was set in 2013 when a group of 450 students in Tancitaro in Mexico prepared a serving of guacamole that weighed 5,885.24 pounds, almost 3 tons of guacamole.
Oh.
I think the food and safety people would be a little concerned about the potential bacterial growth in that volume. That's a smallish Asian elephant. Of guacamole.
So they used all the avocados that a small country would normally use.
Seems like it, yes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. It's a crazy amount.
That's a lot of tortilla chips.
So how, that's like a car worth. Okay.
Hey, bro, you want to come over to my house? We're going to have a Ford F-150's worth of guacamole. Can we try the other green one?
Yeah.
I want to see if I just can't taste.
Yeah.
So there's a lighter green one with no speckles.
Here's hoping it's margarita. I'll eat all of these.
Mm-hmm. Although, I'm getting a little shampoo aftertaste. Yes, it's like Dial. But better than I'm sorry, but guacamole did not taste like guacamole. And I heard about these jelly beans from My Favorite Murder. They were talking about getting some.
Thanks, team.
Yeah, right? And I remember them saying that guacamole, they didn't feel like tasted like guacamole. And I thought, well, come on. I mean, it would be easy. No, apparently it's not.
I think that it's such a mild and earthy flavor on its own.
I guess so.
It's a little hard to capture. Okay, we're halfway. Do we need an intermission? I don't have any margarita facts. I'm sorry. They're good.
That's okay. They are delicious. If you're over 21, that's all we have to say.
Oh, I do have another food trucker, history of food. I was wondering about like picnics. Is there any fun or weird picnic fact? Because, you know, you take your food truck food and you eat outside maybe.
That's true.
That is apparently a French thing. They called it a pique-nique. They just added to I know. I'm like, oh, super. The introduction of the modern picnic was in the royal parks of France. And the French public could actually engage in this after the French Revolution. Before that, apparently, was not a thing. They killed all their aristocracy and leadership, and then they did what they wanted. And what they want to do was picnic.
Oh, they wanted
to eat al fresco, and they did it.
Take down the guillotine, get a checkered blanket.
Yep. Oh, another fun but random fact. Picnic ham is not really a true ham.
Oh.
This is for you butchers out there. You already know this. It is cut from the upper part of the foreleg of a pig. A true ham is cut from the hind leg, not the foreleg.
Oh.
You can't see my eye roll there, everybody. I'm sorry. Okay. Have you recovered from those jelly beans?
I think I have.
I think what we have to do next is the one that I suspect is taco.
Oh,
so
boy.
Yellow with brown spots. It's either banana or taco, and there is no banana on this bag. So
yellow. Now, I have one that's brown with white. Oh, maybe I don't have it. Maybe I don't have it out. Here, hold on.
I would guess that their ratio of taco jelly beans to regular, perhaps. Yeah, because there are only four on my whole little plate.
Yellow with brown. Yeah, okay. I believe this is beef. Let me get more than one.
It's going to be so bad, you guys. This is what I've been waiting
for.
Beef
taco. Oh, you're right. There aren't very many. This kind of looks like
a bad banana.
This is like butter with toast crumbs.
Yep. Or like you did some peanut butter and you got it mostly off the knife and then you went into the butter.
And then you're disowned by my entire family.
Yes. That is wrong.
It is wrong. Okay. Are we really going to do this?
Oh, yeah. Do it.
Look at what we do for you people.
I
have to applaud the flavor people. Because I feel like I just tossed a sweet, like when I was a kid, we did taco seasoning in a packet before I knew that you could like buy chili powder and stuff like that.
Don't look at my cupboard. Yeah. It's like they, it's taco meat on frosted flakes. That's it. I've captured the flavor because it does have a corn flavor. You can taste the corn.
It's not as beefy as I expected.
No, they were merciful there.
Because like when we tried the turkey one, it was like meat bouillon just punched you in the face, right?
Uh-huh.
So I was expecting this to be really meaty. I'm going to eat another one. I hate everything.
I ate another one. I kind of didn't hate it. I like this one more than I liked guacamole.
Ooh.
Because sweet cilantro, there's no place in my world for sweet cilantro.
Why don't I throw a guacamole in with the taco?
Oh, yes. Flavor combination. Okay. Guac was the light colored. Okay.
That actually helps.
It's more sweet, though. It's not good.
I have to say that so far, the one that has disturbed my soul the most is that salsa.
Oh, now that you said that. Okay. I got a beef taco. I got a salsa.
Oh.
I got a guacamole. You have to do the full dinner.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Hold on. You can't do this alone. I can't make you do this alone. Oh, God.
The trifecta.
Taco, guacamole, salsa.
Yep. Ready? Set. Shoot.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm. No. Why?
It's almost bad enough to spit out.
No, I'm not going to chicken out. Mm-mm. I'm just going to sit here and complain.
I have a very high gross factor most of the time. But
boy, there's something about that salsa one.
It's like the crusty salsa on the side of the jar.
Yes. I think if I was one of those people that liked V8.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Because I want to like V8, but I'm like, this is just cold spaghetti sauce. And I don't know why I can put cold spaghetti sauce on like a pizza. And I'm cool eating that cold. But if you just make me drink it or gazpacho, I'm
Nope.
My brain has a problem. Okay. Are there nice things on here? Wasn't there nice
that
stuff?
That means we have horchata and churro left.
Oh, thank God.
Which I think it's very evident which is which. I have horchata facts up on my thing here.
Ooh,
so as you were saying earlier, horchata, for those of you who really don't get to the store very much, because this is everywhere now, horchata is a creamy and refreshing cinnamon-flavored beverage, and it really is that generic. The original recipe or the original drink comes from ancient Egypt, they think. That's where they kind of have figured out it's that far back.
Oh.
All the way back to 2400 BC, Egypt.
Wow. Because my only experience was when we moved to LA.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's these giant, you know, glass jars in ice.
Oh, yeah.
With that creamy, rice milky, cinnamony. I was like, what? Get me some of that.
Yeah. Typically up in our area in the Northwest, you'll see almond milk or rice horchata. But in ancient Egypt, they were finding this in pharaoh's tombs. And they viewed it as a medicinal drink. And tiger nuts, I think. Let's find my spot in my notes. I'm a little all over here.
Oh, tiger nuts. Mm-hmm. I saw somebody cooking something with in it, but they're not, they're not from a tiger.
No, it is just the name of the nut. Yeah. And in Spain, the tiger nut you might find your horchata made out of. And so really the definition of a horchata can be dialed all the way back to like a non-cow's milk with sweet and cinnamon in it.
Oh.
And the path of horchata is that, so it was in North Africa and then it moved up, up, up and over to Spain. So then all the way over to our Latin America. So this is like saying goulash. We all might have sort of a different version of goulash. This is a like the beverage version of goulash, I think. Please don't send us hate mail if this is a cherished cultural beverage for you, in addition to just being delicious. I'm just trying to give an example.
Right. Well, it's just like, it seems like every culture has some sort of meat, bread, or, you know, it's a mix of things and you dip bread in it. This is that drink.
If you looked at ingredient lists without quantities for like bread products and beverages, you'd probably see commonalities across the world. We all stumble onto a good thing and hang on to it.
We like our fat and we like our carbs. Now, how can I put that in my face?
Yeah. Should we try one? I'm sure. On board with this.
It's the white one, right?
That's what I'm thinking. If it's brown, something has gone wrong, in my opinion. You should not have that much cinnamon in your horchata.
Cheers.
Okay. Cheers.
Okay. Ooh, now that.
That's a win. It's like rice pudding.
That's delicious.
I'm eating more.
Super cinnamony, super creamy, little vanilla going on there.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely destroying the aftertaste of that salsa.
Thank goodness, because it was hard to get out the that dressing flavor.
Mm-hmm. Do you have more facts?
Facts. I was just looking for them. Ooh. Here is a fun thing about churros. In Spain, it is a breakfast thing, and they eat them with liquid chocolate. So I am on board with that breakfast. Oh, what's your face doing? Trace is sampling while I'm... Did you do a combo?
I thought it was horchata because the light is weird in here, and I accidentally ate another taco. Oh, betrayal.
We're going to start a GoFundMe for better lighting in Trace's office.
Oh, God. In the arms of an angel. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Okay, so you were talking about dipping churros into chocolate. I'm all about that. Sorry.
Yes, for breakfast for hundreds of years in Spain. Some historians say it's a Chinese dish called the yutiao, potentially. What is it when things evolve together separately at the same time?
Oh, shoot.
What is that called? You guys know what I mean. When things evolve separately in a same time period, just because it's a great idea and technology has evolved at a similar pace.
Simultaneous invention?
Yes, we do though, yes. So like this could be a simultaneous invention thing potentially, because who doesn't want cinnamony delicious pastry that's been fried up deliciously? But the theory there is that Portuguese explorers brought yutiao back to Iberia, where it then took on its distinctive star-shaped edge. And of course, who didn't like it? So it spread like wildfire.
And that star-shaped edge, so, you know, churro, it's a long tube and it's got little tiny ridges. It just holds so much more cinnamon and sugar and spice, and it's so crunchy. Oh my gosh.
Which now I feel like is going to be a great idea with chocolate, and I need to try.
Or maybe we don't need to try.
Probably not. Because then I branch out to Nutella and... Yeah. The other theory is that churros were invented by Spanish shepherds who fried a dough made of flour, water, and salt, the same base ingredients, in addition to butter and eggs for the churros that we know today, instead of fresh bread. So these were all packable ingredients, but you didn't have to keep the butter and eggs with you. And the theory is that they named the pastry after the ridged horns of the native Chura sheep.
Yeah.
Okay, the last one. I am a little worried about this because there are brown ones that have almost no speckles on my plate. And then there's some that are like crazy speckled.
I have like a no speckle and all speckle, which is why I thought the all speckle one was the, oh no, tacos. I have trust issues now.
Yeah, me too. I'm going to eat the one that looks like earwax with a few speckles.
Wow. You know, you should really do marketing for Brock's.
I absolutely should. Everybody's going to want me after this. Exactly. Okay, let's do it.
This is just kind of...
Remember when you would take a little strip of paper as a kid? I don't know why we were chewing them up and turning them into little balls, but we did. And add some cinnamon.
Or, you know, spitballs.
Maybe so. But this has just a teeny bit of that in it. Like, add just a Scotia paper.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to horchata.
I think that horchata wins.
I think I agree.
I tried another churro to give it a fair shake.
I think the horchata is the winner. I mean...
Yeah, it is for me.
I guess it depends on what your scale is, right? Like, most realistic yet disgusting, salsa wins, hands down.
It absolutely does.
I'm not going back to that. I refuse.
Taco was an impressively complex flavor because you got that beefy flavor and the corn flavor.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Brax. That was tricky. You did a good job. It was gross.
I kind of want to tell my family that the salsa one is...
Like spicy mango.
Oh, God.
Let's lie to our families.
Here, try this. It's delicious. Well, wow. You've been on it. Do you have more facts? Because I feel this is looking... a whole adventure. And Brock's, these were delicious. So if you feel the need to send us anything else to try, I mean, we'll do it just
for
you.
We definitely want to be your test marketers. What do we want to have next? Gotta be like a whole palette of flavors. Greek food. Please do Greek food.
Oh, you got some tzatziki.
Yes, but you'd hopefully have baklava at the end.
Oh, so good.
Some falafel, some spanakopita.
That would be good. Now, see, I was thinking like leaning back into that Thanksgiving time, but not Thanksgiving dinner. If you could do a roast.
Sunday dinner.
Mashed potatoes, peas. Like the traditional 1950s American Jell-O. You could do a Jell-O mold.
Yes. Yes. Trace is cackling because I hope she'll post this someday or maybe link it in our thing. We just watched a guy make an aspic and it was the funniest thing.
It was tuna and cucumber and...
It was bad.
Oh, it just looked so bad. And the guy actually tried it.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I was proud. Well... If you come up with anything interesting you want us to eat, let us know. And if you'd like to hear more episodes, ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. Can we eat another horchata?
Me too. I've got one more.
Yeah. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. Our Facebook page is a great place to go. Like I said, if you have comments or questions, I'm now drooling. Hold on.
I'm trying a horchata and a churro.
Ooh.
It's still like you're eating a little bit of paper with your jelly bean. It's not better.
Well, Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee your taste buds will not be bored.